they just don't worry about
the I'm going to call them the excuses or the things that Gideon expresses here. The verse says this, he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? I believe that Gideon had misunderstood, hadn't he? That it was not Gideon that was going to do it. And dear young people, when the Lord gives us a work to do, I don't want to look for reasons why I can't do it. I want to realize that the one that has given me something to do is the one that will be the enabler for me to be able to do it. As the Lord calls me for a certain work, as this brother has expressed, that I can rely on him for everything that I will need to be able to do that. And so he says these two things. He had been told to go in this thy might. Wherewith shall I save Israel? He says, Lord, don't you know my family? Lord, are you aware of who you are asking to do this? He says, you may not realize this, but my family is poor. Not only is my family poor, but I'm the very least in my family. And the Lord in grace turns back around to his servant. And he says to him, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee. What is the Lord saying? Gideon, I have trained you. You have been through the school of God. You have learned my principles. And you are now going to be on the battlefield for me. You don't have to worry that I won't be with you. Actually, I'm going to be the one that does the work. Gideon, you're just going to be an instrument. You're just going to be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord when you allow me to be the guiding force in your life. Thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. As one man. And we'll see later, our time is just about gone, when we see Gideon standing there. He's divided them up into three groups. They have, you know, the vessels with the light in them. And who does the work? We'll come to that later in the week. Who does the work?
Just a verse well known to us that comes to mind from 2 Corinthians 12. When God reminds Paul, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. He allows us to feel our weakness that we might lean upon his strength. It's what we need.
Just another thought, and I keep on coming back here to this question because I think it's a valid question. Because it's just really applying to us, really what we're trying to learn. And I would encourage, as we close the meeting, and we have this before us, how do I grow and mature in the things of Christ that my life is now honoring unto him? It's really the question. We've mentioned being in the Word, fellowship, communion. Can I ask you a question, young people? When the saints of God are come together to meet together with the Lord, are you there? If we're not going to learn who the Lord is like unless we're in his presence. We need to be in his presence. And so when the saints of God are come together, am I there? And am I there because I gotta go to a meeting again? Or am I there now because I've come to meet the Lord? And then, Brother Chuck mentioned, and I realize our weakness, that we may, many come from small assemblies.
Sure.
And I understand that this is challenging on the one hand, but on the other hand, who's there?
That's right.
Who's there? And am I coming not because there's 150 in our meeting, we have great fellowship together, or am I coming, oh, there's only five, but I'm coming because I can be there in the presence of the Lord and to learn something of him. And when the preciousness of the Lord becomes the affection of my heart, then he will truly give us fresh thoughts and we will grow in him. And it'll help us daily be at the prayer meeting. prayer meeting. But there's only a few. But it's in dependence to our Lord, our Savior, our leader, the captain of the Lord's army, the host of the army of the Lord. I come there in dependence to Him and seek help from the throne of grace. So at the prayer, I'm at the prayer meeting. I'm at the meeting where there's ministry. So I have food for my soul. But I'm also at the meeting where there's a response in worship and thanksgiving unto Him who is my Redeemer. Be at the meeting.
Can I just offer this suggestion to young people there, asking us how to tell us how to accomplish these things? So we have these wonderful devices, your smartphones. They have schedules in them. Perhaps you need to put in your smartphone, in your schedule, when the midweek meeting is, and set an alert 2 hours before to remind you, tonight is prayer. Tonight is the reading of God's word. Perhaps that will help you to remember. And then maybe somewhere down the road, you won't have to set an alarm in your phone because it's such a part of your life. And I want to tell you, young people, Christianity is who we are. We are Christians. And you know, if I'm a ball player, that's who I am. I eat, sleep, drink that sport, that activity. And as Christians, my priority, my mindset has to be around the things of the Lord. Not that the things of the Lord come last. Oh, I have nothing to do. What's tonight? Oh, I think they got prayer meeting. No. But you set the Lord first. The first day of the week, I'm going to be there. When there's the midnight meetings for prayer and ministry and the reading of God's word, I'm going to be there. You know why? Because I'm a Christian. And that's what Christians do. We gather around the Lord Jesus. So if you're finding that months go by and years go by and you don't know anything about the assembly activities other than Lord's Day morning, I want to tell you, you're in trouble. You need to adjust that. The priority must be the Lord. And I want to tell you this. We have all been in school. And I want to tell you, when you put the Lord first, even your school and your education and the ability to succeed and be an A student, God honors that and He blesses you. You're looking at men, and there may be some older sisters here, that have done very well at school. But it's not because we stayed home and said, hey, Lord, I'll see you in 4 years. It's because we put the Lord first, and He gave us the ability to do well in our studies. And so I want to encourage you that this is how you're going to have success in your personal life.
Well, I think our time is gone. I think it's been a wonderful meeting. It's a challenge. It's not just a challenge to you young people. It's a challenge to each of us that is in the room. So maybe the brother, if someone has a hymn, we'll sing a hymn. And the brother that gives thanks would also remember the food. 23 has been called up.